and powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 12:31 in Beaver Dam. You are listening to Community Comment. Here's our host, Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It's my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon. Joining us here is Washington County Executive Josh Showman. Josh, thank you so much for coming back in here. You're really your second here of hopefully a continuous monthly appearance here from the Washington County Executive. So, Josh, thanks again for coming in today here
at Community Comment. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Yeah, beautiful weather here today, so hopefully the drive was nice. It's been finally starting to feel like spring here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's real rough to be on the road on days like this. Absolutely awesome to be back.
Oh, fantastic. We appreciate the executive giving up some of his time here this afternoon. If you have a question for our guest here today on Community Comment, you can reach the program. 885-4446 is the number to call in today. Otherwise, you can also text 887-9595 if you have a question for our guest, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, here on Community Comment this afternoon. And Josh, want to start off today's program talking about a really cool series that has been going on. It's the first time I had heard about this, thanks to the folks at Washington County for sending over some topics to talk about today and give me the opportunity to dive into this. And I got to set some time aside to go through and watch this series. Essentially, it's called Uniquely Wisconsin. And Josh, you have some background experience with this program. So I will turn it over to you and talk about kind of what this series is and your role in this video series.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for giving me the chance. It's been a lot of fun. The project has been really rewarding because it's about the people. Yeah. And so I'm sure you've heard of Discover Wisconsin.
Correct.
So their parent company, Discover Media Works, is the company that's now helping us put on Uniquely Wisconsin. And the story goes something like this. The Discover Media Works team came around during COVID when all the ARPA dollars were flowing and started to talk to different counties about making significant investments, six figures, in doing Discover Wisconsin programming. Yeah. So I was a little sticker shocked with what they were asking for and didn't know these guys all that well. And so I called Mark O'Connell, who's the president, CEO of the Wisconsin Counties Association. I said, hey, this Discover MediaWorks group is going around making these pitches. What would you think of all of the counties kind of pooling our resources, everybody does a little bit of something, and we can leverage that economy of scale. And he's like, yeah, tell me what you're thinking. And I said, well, what if we did something that was more about the culture and the people of our counties rather than, you know, heads, beds, and water slides? That's kind of the thing that the municipalities do. And he said, I love it. So he connects me with Mark Rose, who's the CEO of Discover Media Works. And next thing you know, we're off and running. And now we are just rolling out season three. Yep. We're working on season four. And the first two seasons are both Emmy Award-winning seasons, which was absolutely fantastic. And most importantly, it's telling the stories of the people of Wisconsin and the counties we represent. So it's a lot of fun. And I can't wait till Dave Froehling and Cameron Clapper here in Dodge County are joining us in the project.
Hopefully we can pull their ears and get them to jump on board with this initiative. Yeah, because it is really just, I had an opportunity just to skim through some of the titles and the stories that are being told through this video series, again, called Uniquely Wisconsin. They're available, I believe, on YouTube and online that people can just type in, I'm assuming just Uniquely Wisconsin, and that'll pull it up for them and they can dive in and learn about these unique stories. And Josh, as a person who helped kind of birth this idea, you sort of have an executive producer title role, if that's accurate. So when you mentioned that these shows, they won the Midwest Emmy Awards, for programming there. You're part of that that win, and it's got to feel pretty cool to be able to launch something that not only is able to share the stories of people here in the state of Wisconsin, but it's also getting recognized in the region here as something that is really cool and that's being really well done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a blast. I mean, so 2 years ago, I guess 2.5 years ago now, when we were nominated for the first time, I was like, this has got to be a joke. Like, I can't can't seriously be happening. But I'm sure there's not a lot of, at least back then, county executives who are Emmy Award winning. But now to be two-time Emmy Award winning is pretty exciting. And, you know, those two stories, there's the first story 2.5 years ago is up in Marathon County in Athens, if you know where that is, right in between Wausau and Merrill. And it's this old dairy farm where the next generation kind of took over, turned it into an organic farm, and then sells their produce down at the square in Madison at the farmer's market, which is, of course, famous. Yeah. But then what was really impressive is he also does this, all takes ingredients and makes pizzas right on the farm and invites people out, and there's these giant picnics.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is really cool. So I think the generational aspect, the organic aspect, the community aspect really made that kind of a neat story. And that gentleman used this phrase in the video about how, you know, their barn is kind of like the little red barn on our license plate. And he said, and I quote, "It's the iconography of Wisconsin." Mm. So just the fact that he used iconography in a sentence, I thought was pretty cool. But that story was amazing. And then last year, the story of everybody's seen the movie, it's The League of Their Own, the gals playing baseball during World War II. Well, we had a team in Kenosha back then. And so this was the story of that team, and the ladies came back, and there's one who's just the spicy old woman who's rifling the ball back and forth in the video. It was so much fun, and my fellow colleague, County Executive Sam Kirkman, was just presented her Emmy Award for her county just a couple weeks ago. So lots of fun, and most importantly, we get to highlight and elevate the people of Wisconsin, which, you know, when this started all with COVID, everybody was isolated and going through some tough times, and to be able to lift people up this way, pretty darn awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Can you give us a bit of a tease? What's season three focus on with Uniquely Wisconsin?
So 5 new counties and 15 new stories. There will be a lot of exciting stuff. And we're already working on season 4. Actually, Washington County is coming in again. Nice. And Volunteer Fire, which is near and dear to so many people's hearts. You know, lots of families all throughout the state of Wisconsin who've been part of that. We're just now starting to put the pieces of that story together in Washington County, and I'm confident that one of the counties this year will be working hard to get 3 Emmys in a row.
I was going to say that's a high bar to continue to meet every year.
Yes, yeah. Well, it makes it easy as executive producer to go to these other counties, Dave Froling. I'm looking at you and saying, "Hey, every year we've done it, we've won an Emmy." I'm just saying.
You want to keep that trend going and being a part of that success story. But that's really cool that this opportunity is out there for counties again to showcase a different side of what makes them unique about in the state of Wisconsin here. So, and as executive producer, do you have? I'm curious just what your role entails. Is this looking at the material that's being presented here, or looking at sort of final? Like, what is your role during that process?
Well, it's an unpaid volunteer role, so they're doubling my salary next year. It really was kind of because I was really my idea, and then all these counties took the idea and made it into amazing reality, right? And the Discover MediaWorks team, they've been so awesome. Reagan in particular, I got to give her a shout out. The directing work that she's done, bringing these stories to life, it's just so cool. But so as executive producer, basically my job is to go and talk to guys like Cameron and Dave and counties all throughout the state, and, you know, try to convince them that it's pretty cool to win an Emmy and they should do it too. Really talk to them about elevating the stories of people. Yeah. We joke about the Emmys and so forth, but really I don't ever want it to lose focus on the people of Wisconsin, the people of our counties, because it's what makes county government a little bit different. You know, we help create the environment for people to create prosperity and for businesses to create prosperity, but it all starts with the individual, and for us to be able to tell their stories is pretty neat.
Yeah, hopefully we can see Dodge County in one of these upcoming seasons of Uniquely Wisconsin. Again, you can watch those online, and there's 2 seasons out. 3rd season's just releasing here, so a lot of really cool and interesting and unique stories to catch up on in that video series as well. Again, our guest here on Community Comment today, Washington County Executive Josh Showman. I want to pivot here to talk about about a really cool program that's being offered in Washington County that started off, again, you talked about ARPA dollars mm-hmm. being a part of that process with Uniquely Wisconsin. Essentially, ARPA dollars, for those who don't necessarily know off the top of their heads, it stands for American Rescue Plan Act funds
right.
or dollars,
yep.
Which was given out to counties, municipalities here throughout the country to help reinvigorate local economy and help help things during that difficult time with COVID a couple years ago. And a lot of times, counties set aside funds for certain housing or certain projects and certain things to help revitalize their local community. And Washington County did something really cool with their chunk of change that they got from the ARPA dollars. And I will, again, hand it over to you, Josh, and just fill us in maybe on some of the backstory of this program. It's called Heart and the Homestead. Yeah. Essentially, what is that all about?
Yeah. So the irony of all of this is I called every Republican legislator in Wisconsin and advocated not to have ARPA. Then lo and behold, it passes, of course. Yep. President Biden and the majorities at that time were Democrat. And so it passes. And we have Washington County was awarded $26.2 million, I think. So a chunk of that, about 10% of it, we put into this Heart and Homestead program. And it is what the name inflects. It's really about the heart is where the home is and homestead. So think Homestead Act. People, especially farmers from the area, will probably relate to that. For those of you who don't know, if you go back into history, the Homestead Act was really relevant west of the Mississippi River, but east of the Mississippi River, there were similar programs. But the long and short of it, it was the federal government took vacant lands and generally in like 160-acre parcels would split them up. And for pennies on the dollar, my family, going seven generations back, right across the county line in Neno, they took advantage. 160 acres in today's dollars. I think it's like $6,000 total.
It's quite the deal in today's dollars.
In today's dollars, yeah. So I always tell people, I'll give you 60. You know, but long story short, so you'd pay this small amount of money. You'd have to live on the property for 5 years. You know, work the property, pay your taxes, build a home, and if you did those things in 5 years, the property was yours. So this is a similar idea, and then it takes pieces of, you know, post-World War II America. So the VA loan, which of course was service to the country first, and then you get a benefit. Well, less than 1% of the population today serves in the military. So what we did was we decided to take the down payment program, the down payment of a house, and we do the incentive or the dollars first, and then the service second. So what it is it's up to $20,000 or 10% of the cost of a home. If you qualify for a mortgage traditionally through any lending institution, you will qualify for our program. And say you are lucky enough to be one of the folks who applies and receives one of these incentives, you can earn it back in one of three ways. You can, of course, pay it back, 0% interest, just pay it as you can. Two, you can serve your community. So local nonprofits, churches, civic groups, if for every hour you donate of your time, $25 is deducted from that $20,000. For every dollar you donate, 70 cents is deducted. So if you do the math, and someone out there in TV land is probably doing the math, it takes about 5 years, and that debt can be essentially forgiven.
Yeah.
And of course, if you don't want to do any of that, when you sell the house, we get our 20 grand back.
Sure.
So it's a pretty cool program. We've had ton of positive press on it, but more importantly, a ton of lives that have been impacted. People who come back and tell us stories where they were going to move to, you know, a lot of the places you'd think of, Texas and North Carolina and Tennessee and Arizona, and our program was the thing that allowed them to stay home or to come home. One of the coolest aspects, I think, is we thought initially if we got 10% of the users to move in from another county or another state, we thought that would be really good as a workforce attraction initiative. It ends up that about a third of the incentives have brought new people into Washington County. And And we're super thrilled about that. So it's good for our schools, it's good for our economy, it's good for prosperity in general. And so we're super excited. It's having a positive impact. And again, it's about the people, and it's having a good impact on their lives.
Yeah, you mentioned the impact that it's having on those who have heard about this and apply. And you mentioned just this most recent round. This is, is this the second round at the most recent? There's been two so far funding rounds?
I think there's been three rounds, if memory serves. Yep.
But they go quick when that application window opens up. It goes quick.
That's right. So I think about 2 weeks ago now, we had the last round open up, and it opened at like 10 o'clock, and it was closed by noon. All 25 incentives were claimed. And, you know, it's tough right now. The housing market, especially for this program, houses have to be $420,000 and below. Mm. And to find the average cost of a house in Washington County is about $390,000. So to find a house below 420 is tough. Yeah. So you have 90 days to find a house, lock it down, and close out on it. And so sometimes the money goes back into the system because folks can't find it quick enough. Yeah. The whole point of the program, just like post-World War II VA loans, just like the Homestead Act 100 and some years ago, it's all about giving people an opportunity. You know, just give them a chance to own that first home, the essence of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you'll be amazed at the prosperity they build for themselves and hopefully pass on. Home ownership is the single greatest generational wealth builder in America, and we should give everybody an opportunity to own that home. And we're really proud to be able to do that with this program.
And you mentioned the amount of $420,000 and under, so essentially targeting that. I know this is like a buzzword that a lot of contractors and other people like to use, but affordable housing market, essentially trying to target people who could really use that help and support their journey and their search of owning and having their own place to live, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I like to refer to it as kind of the missing middle. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of homes in especially like the suburban, exurban part of Washington County that are more like $500,000-$700,000, and then we have a number of rentals throughout the county, kind of that starter crummy one-bedroom apartment that you think of. Yeah. But this is kind of that, you know, the small house on a small lot, your first home that doesn't get built anymore, mm-hmm. quite honestly. We have another program called Next Generation Housing we've talked about before, and that one is trying to hit that niche too. But this program is any house is eligible. Next Generation Housing home, the old 1950s Cape Cod, as long as it's under that 420 mark, you know, again, we just want to give people an opportunity to own that home and hopefully create their own American dream.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned that this program, the Heart and Homestead program, is something that Washington County is really looking at offering on a yearly basis. Is that kind of the goal with this
program? Yeah. So to your point earlier, we took about $2.5 million of our ARPA money, allocated it to this program. You can do the math on your own of how many incentives that left us with. Yeah. But then the county board just recently approved an allocation of about $500,000 a year to continue the program moving forward. And so I'm hopeful that we'll get local employers and maybe additional injections of money as we sell properties or, you know, do better on investments or something like that. And we're able to really give more and more families and individuals opportunities to earn that American dream.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that in the next couple of years that the county board will then relook at this and kind of go from there and see what, if again, maybe increase the amounts or lower it down a little bit, but essentially kind of gauge after a couple of years where things are at and kind of go from there with this.
Thanks for bringing that up, Kevin, because it's an important point. And I want to make sure everybody knows this. This is unheard of. In Washington County, we have started a program that we've sunsetted, which means we're going to end a government program. So in 2028, that'll be the first time the county board takes a look at, does this need to continue? I mean, the long and short of it is when you look at kind of the demographics and what does the next decade look like, we think the housing crunch that we're experiencing now probably ends somewhere around 2032. And so we anticipate this program will end at about the same time. Both this one, our next generation housing program as well. And then we have a separate program called Conservation and Heritage that we wanted to tie together with these two. And the way that program works is for every acre we develop with next generation generation housing. We're also trying to save an acre. So whether it's saving farmland with land easements, or whether it's saving some green space along the some of our lake shores, our goal is to kind of keep a balance between that rural the rural environment that everybody likes about Washington County, but also give people a chance to own a home for the first time. So it's a balancing act, but government programs that are going to end. Can you believe it?
It does happen.
It will happen.
It does exist.
Yes.
Real quick, back to the Heart and Homestead program. Is there a website that people can go to learn more? And is how does the county go about announcing that window of application when people can apply and get their names in for potential funding here?
Yeah, so washcowisco.gov, WASHCOWISCO.gov. You can just go there, and then when you're scrolling through in our community development section of our website, that's where you'll find all the information about Next Generation Housing, this program too, actually all three programs that I mentioned, Next Generation Housing, Heart and Homestead, and Conservation and Heritage. And you can dive in for more information. The best way to get connected to Heart and Homestead is through your local realtor or your local mortgage lender. We've got strong ties with both of those communities. They're the ones who are in the field every day. And so most of our referrals have actually come from our partners in real estate or in mortgage lending.
Great. Fantastic. And I just want to quickly talk about housing in general. It really feels like Washington County is doing everything it can to make sure that, A, that there are opportunities for those out there looking for an option for housing and being able to afford their house, but also keeping what makes this part of the state so unique. And that's that rural component you mentioned with that rural and the rural...
Conservation and Heritage.
There it is. I'm just trying to remember it. I could not. But talk about how important it is that Washington County is making that a point of preference for them when they are moving forward with these ideas and making sure that... that they're having these options and programs available for people in the county.
Yeah, so I mean, two things. One, and I know you kind of grew up outside of Hartford, as did I, and raised my family outside of Hartford. You know, there's a real strong desire to see it stay more ex-urban, rural, as well as, so you got a lot of suburbanites, ex-urbanites who want that. And then you have a lot of farmers, and farmers are struggling mightily, right? Especially the dairy industry. It's tough out there, all farming. But in particular, we've seen dairy really struggle in Washington County and get much, much smaller. So we wanted to try to find ways to help support our dairy farmers, our farmers in general, but also keep that green space viable, because it's a big reason why people move out to Washington County. Yeah. We actually see them slowly. They go from Wauwatosa, usually to Germantown, then they go to Richfield or Erin, and eventually they think, well, maybe Dodge County is kind of nice. But no, we want to protect that rural heritage and that culture. But at the same time, you got to give young people an opportunity, because if they're ever going to be able to get to that house out in the country or buy the 80-acre farm like I was so blessed to be able to do, I started on a small house on a small lot. And slowly, that's how you build the American dream, and that's how you pass on generational wealth. And that's what we want for everybody. Everybody should get just get that shot at it, and we're trying to help them do that.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, exactly. Our guest here today on Community Comment, Washington County Executive Josh Showman. Oh, we just have a couple of minutes left here on today's program, and with that time, I want to be sure we highlight just a recent survey that people had in Washington County had the chance to fill out, and those results were coming in. I believe last week those results had come in. And I kind of, Josh, what was the target with this survey, and just what have you guys initially seen with some of the results that that the community had given you guys with their filling out the survey?
So no surprise, people want their roads well taken care of, and they want law enforcement to come when they call 911. Yep. So shocker there. But I think one of the more interesting things, we asked about fire and EMS, because I'm sure you see this in Dodge County. Most counties that I talk to across the state are experiencing a real challenge in kind of backfilling that next generation of volunteer fire. EMS and fire, what I've learned in this process is they're very, very different, but we put them together years ago, and so now they struggle together. But it's really fascinating what our citizens think. And this is one of the things I want to talk to you about, because I know it applies here as well. And that is, they want to see more collaboration across the different volunteer districts, and they want the county to help facilitate that, whether that's with dollars or with other kinds of resources. And then this was the one that I'm most excited about. They want volunteerism. They want to see it incentivized, which kind of ties back to that Heart and Homestead conversation. Like, I think there's a lot to be said about the familial culture of volunteer fire in Wisconsin. It's a place of belonging. It's a tribe. So many families over generations have benefited from that. And of course, then it helps people in their most vulnerable time of need. And so we will definitely be investigating now ways that we can proliferate that awesome tradition here in Wisconsin of volunteer fire. And at the same time, trying to figure out how do we provide small and effective and efficient emergency medical services, EMS, ambulance. Yeah. It's going to be a balancing act, but I'm pretty excited that the people of Washington County, about almost 60% of respondents said, incentivize volunteer fire. We appreciate those guys. They do amazing work, and we should incentivize that work.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll bring this topic up again here down the road with our guest here today again, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, here joining us on Community Comment today. Josh, thank you again so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, and hello from your neighbors over in the east in Washington County.
Fantastic. Well, again, want to thank our guest, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, here on Community Comment this afternoon, and that will do it for today's Community Comment.
This week's FFA Student of the Week, presented by Corey Oil and Mid-State Equipment, is Zoe Gross of Columbus. The senior has served as president of the Columbus FFA and has attended numerous state